This is another episode of Tip of the Tongue. Hello, beautiful people. This is Dominique.
And this is Joe Bobby once again.
And we have a very special guest who has set the bar really high for our future guests.
Yes, already.
We have Lee Mazin in the building.
In the flesh. What's going on? What's going on, y'all?
Oh, the crowd.
He has gifted us a bottle of Douce. So, future guests, listen.
Cups.
Yo, yeah,
the cups. He was prepared.
Cups in the car.
Even though our slogan is Henny, we will go for the Douce today.
Facts.
I don't mind Douce.
Dark is dark.
I mean, yeah, I like Douce better.
For sure.
It's all the same. Can you pour me a shot?
It's all top shelf. Sure.
Let's take a shot to get us started.
Well, I don't know if it's a let's. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We gotta be on key for her, you know what I'm saying? You know, she got the baby on the way.
I'm gonna
man.
Take She's a shot of water.
She's our designated co-host. Today.
Look, I'm gonna put a shot of water co-host. In here.
I think we're gonna need one of those today. I think we're gonna need one of those today because messing with y'all, man. I just said this before. I know y'all get down. Y'all be on that bush.
Okay.
I mean, I thought we was taking a shot together.
Oh, I'm sorry. See,
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
She's talking about
woo. She double back though. Like,
go ahead.
All right, y'all ready?
Go ahead. I'll take a sip with y'all.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
My shot of water. I didn't even take the
shout out to Timeless Studios.
Yeah, I'm a low key
for sure
alcoholic. So this is like. Wonderful for me.
Low-key?
Yeah, I'm over here itching like a crackhead.
So there's levels to this shit.
It is.
I want some liquor. I'm Saudi. It's okay, Peanut.
You know what, though, man?
You'll drop that thing in 9 months. I have some Douce waiting for you.
I'm going to be an amateur then. I'm going to be like, one shot only. I'm going to be drunk as hell. Got a beauty back up. I can usually do almost a fifth to myself.
I can do a fifth right now.
I'm going to be back in the little
Listen,
leagues.
For wow. sure.
I don't think the problem is the quantity. I think the problem, or if there is a problem, is the frequency. Like, so, like, I mean, is this a fifth every day? Or are we talking about, okay. It's just when it comes that time.
Yeah, when it's time to get lit, it get lit.
No, I'm with y'all then.
I hit up them good club nights.
Facts, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, I had too much last night. You know, the next time you like, damn, I had too much than last time.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta chill. You build it up. Sunday is a day of rest.
Y'all gotta pace that thing
out,
man.
Since Annie's ain't open, Sundays is a day of rest. We can't get lit on Sunday. Oh, we can go to Levels.
I forgot.
Fuck Levels. I'm sorry. Poor baby. Okay.
Well,
you ain't never been to Levels?
No.
Don't.
I've been once. It ain't. It's all right.
It ain't any.
It ain't Cameos. RIP.
Yes.
Tight.
RIP.
Facts.
To yo, Cameos.
Like, ain't nothing Cameos.
Man.
There's a lot of people that I know that have mourned over Cameos.
It's, I mourned the people that lost their life, and I mourned the club because they. It's at the point now, nobody can even buy the building to open up a new club. They doing it like they doing the Ritz.
Ain't nobody Saturday had Cameo Saturday was.
Yes, Cameo Saturday.
Cameo, you
so
that's
lit.
Like a gay club. You could be yourself up in Cameos now.
All the God-fearing drug dealers was in attendance.
Okay. The fam was in the front.
Yes. The bottle girls was on point.
It was the one couches that you could stand on and twerk on. The best. Right.
It was one bartender, bitch. She was fine. If I was gay, I would fuck with her, but she was
stingy on the drinks.
She pissed me off real bad.
She was in the back?
Yeah, she was in the second
row.
Yeah,
I know you're
talking about. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. She was real bougie like.
You gotta have a nigga go back to drinks to get a little something at her.
They don't fuck with the females. But a question that we ask all of our guests, we need your name, your occupation.
Your birthday, social security. Sorry.
Your social. Your credit score. So, I'm joking.
You know what, though? Like, I mean, I'm sorry y'all ain't concerned about my shoe size or pants size. So y'all ain't thinking about none of that, huh?
No, not yet.
I ain't even. Okay.
Not
okay.
yet. Okay. We gonna get there. Let the Douce kick in first.
I didn't send that in the documentation.
Nah. I would have appreciated a dick pic with the resume, but that's fine.
We'll settle.
That's fine. We'll settle for this. We'll settle for this. So
y'all already popping off. I ain't even put my Twitter shit out there. We already shooting. All right.
I'm with you. Go ahead.
What's the question again? Hold up.
Go ahead. Tell us your social media first.
All right.
Let's see if you know.
Well, the social media. No, I don't know it. I'm not going to perp. However,
if you look at his phone and get his at names, yeah, I swear.
That's really what's about to happen. Like, I had it up a second ago, but I had to pull it right out. I had to re-pull it back up. But there was some other questions you had for me.
He has it in notes.
Yeah, I it was in notes, but I think it's in Evernote now.
We got to get you together.
Yo, help me.
You're a rapper. But social media is supposed to be part of, you
You're supposed to be off rip like
You know what, though? But the reality is this, though.
Do the bunny hop. Like, you're supposed to be
in
there.
The flesh, to the this third with two O's. Nah, but in reality, like, for real, like, I'm one of those people, man. I'm in person. Like, I really, really don't like social media.
You have to have in-person skills and social media skills, because social media will be what blows you.
This kind of blows you. I think that's 100%. I think it's 100% right. I will never, you know, try to combat that. I'm one of those people that I've always worked on, like, being around the people I've been around, you know what I'm saying? That's something that you have to hone. Like,
that's
you know
only because you're handsome. So it works.
Nothing like that. It's just like, you know, like,
shout out to moms and pops, you know.
I mean, okay. Pops nonetheless. No lie. Or mom nonetheless. Like, I told mom Dukes.
They
like,
gave
yo.
You looks. They made a good combination. It was like,
nah, my mom's jeans was just stronger. I told her, I was like, yo, what the fuck were you thinking with my dad? Like, that nigga smack.
Boys always look like their mothers.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Girl back.
I was gonna say my son looked dead on me.
I mean that's fair.
As you get older, you start to look more like your daddy.
I don't know, man. He was.
But I gotta see your mama.
Them sides be crazy with mama.
They you know sure what the fuck do.
Like, if I do the bald head joint, you know what I'm saying? Do the bald head joint, you know what I'm saying? And just have my face all disgruntled all the time, I probably having a good standing.
Like, what, he got jail fix?
I was gonna say he upset.
He said disgruntled. I'm like,
all the time. So let's get your age.
Uh-huh. Ooh. Okay.
Why you say ooh?
Like, you 50.
Yeah, your age. Your sign.
Okay.
Your relationship status. Mm. And your at names.
Okay. Go. All right. So I had at names up, right? So age, sign, relationship status, and
at names.
Other shit. Okay. Age. I'm 44.
Shut the fuck up.
I see a little it's gray in his beard now.
Are you serious?
Hell no.
Oh, I was about to say, what the fuck?
I'm like, I don't know.
Whose grandfather is this? I'm taking
tight,
it with me.
Tight. Huh? No, but I'm 17. But I, what was the
okay,
question?
Okay, subtract 17.
17 from 44 is what? Hey, Siri.
Bad at math.
Damn. Hold up. I'm bad at social media. What, you bad at math? Like damn. Like, for real?
If they ain't counting money, I don't give a fuck about nothing else.
All right. Well, if I give you $44 and she needs 17, then what?
That ain't nope. We both know that.
We're not in school.
I quit. I'm playing.
Withrow ain't teach me shit.
Okay. I ain't gonna put y'all on blast like that. Nah, but I'm
Withrow ain't teach me a damn thing.
But nah, I ain't on 17 though.
Don't play like what that. That beard is full grown. You be in a lot of vagina to get a beard like
I'm
that.
I'm about to say, this is a pussy.
So
in beard.
That's more than 17 years.
Show that. With them little gray. Started
young. Yo, what you mean?
How young? You want to eat a vagina at the womb, so I know for damn sure. That beard is older than 17.
Nah.
He legit don't want to tell us how old he is.
26.
Okay. I was thinking 27.
I was thinking 28.
28. Okay. You know what? Before I actually discuss it, I get 30. My average is about 30.
Yeah, you look 30.
Thanks.
That's not a bad thing.
I mean, I guess
men look better as they age. That's
probably why. Yeah, great up there and everything.
Yeah, so. But some people that's just genetics. It's cute.
Yeah, I was gonna say men look better as they age anyway. So
facts.
You're fine.
That. You're gonna be a nice old man.
Literally.
You're gonna be nice looking.
Hope I make it.
You're gonna be a fine ass papa. Where is Hoda at?
He gonna be going to all the parent teacher conferences. The girls ain't gonna know what to do.
That's
the students,
daddy,
the teachers.
Bitch, that's your daddy.
Man, welcome in there, trip. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So, what's your sign? I'm excited to hear about that. I like that.
All right. Now, look. I'm about to tell y'all my sign, but I'm gonna give y'all a disclaimer first. I think that mine's. So
you gotta be a fire sign.
He gotta be like a Scorpio. Now that he's giving us a disclaimer.
Somebody gave me this book, big purple book, Everything You Need to Know About the Signs. And I read the book. I put my birth date on there, and they said that my sign is known to what is that?
Bullshit, obviously.
No. Nah, they said the rest of the party was
it.
What's
your sign, boy?
You got me. All right, Pisces.
Oh, okay.
Nah, they just said that my sign was most likely to motherfucking be a marriage it'd be a marriage crasher. Like I prey on married women. That's what it said.
Oh, so you a sad chick?
I believe it.
I
look, he gotta to be a Pisces day, too. He like,
to this
no.
Day,
no, that's not it.
I've never prayed on anybody.
Listen, y'all got
wife.
A boss that's a Pisces, and I'm telling you, he walk around the hospital. I ain't gonna tell y'all what hospital.
I like the way
prowling on women.
Prowling on married women or just
women? He don't give a fuck. He don't think he egg.
My best friend is a Pisces.
Long as he got a coochie in his pocket. Right?
Facts.
My best friend is a Pisces.
Can I put some Astro Glide on it? It's rap.
Slide into it.
You're the best friend of a Pisces?
She is. She is.
Man.
I will leave it at that.
All right, then.
Okay.
I love her. She on her way back up here in a minute.
For her life. Yo,
it's okay.
Oh.
We all got
she was so nosy.
Plan.
She was trying to see what he looked like. And then when she saw him, she's like, oh, I'll be back in 5 minutes. I'm like, bitch, I hate you, first of all. That's why she lingered. That's why she didn't pull off when I got out the car. I'm like, girl, you are like... Take your
that
ass.
That is hilarious.
Two Pisces won't match anyway, so y'all be all right.
That is hilarious. But I will say this. The other question was...
Relationship status.
I do have a woman.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Ace Bone Coon.
I'm sorry, sweetheart.
You know what?
It's all fun and games. I will throw a lot of innuendos his way during this show, just as a disclaimer. But this is a podcast about sex. You know, sis, he knew.
Yo, like,
that's
so
personal.
So, you know what, though? The reality is, I let her know ahead of time. I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, this podcast is probably gonna turn up like extremely quickly.
Yep.
So, I'm
10 minutes in.
Yeah.
11 minutes.
Tight. Might as well need you to understand that.
I'm
you know what I'm saying?
Wow,
so,
I can't see.
I'm in love with our engineer, y'all. I swear to God. I don't know if I'm just drunk or if seeing him weekly has grown this.
Bond connection.
This chemistry.
This
this connection. His pheromones have rubbed off on me.
Pheromones.
And I want to jump him. I love Chris.
Yeah, that's my guy right there, man. You know what
he's
saying?
Adorable.
Shout
wow.
out Chris at Time the Studio.
Yeah,
man.
She get pregnant.
You know
we know who is
a
by.
A fine, tatted young Caucasian man.
Hey, look, he's just so nice. He just smiling like this bitch.
What's your at name? We ain't getting nowhere.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry,
and it's
y'all.
12 minutes.
I'm sorry, y'all. Instagram at The Amazing. Facebook at AmazingMusic22. And Twitter at AZ_Watkins.
Gotcha.
I had to look at the motherfucking joint for that. So.
That's sad.
Hey, nah.
If y'all ain't catch it, we gonna post it. So y'all can catch it.
I appreciate
for
y'all.
For sure. So y'all can check them out.
So
y'all ready to get the business. What up?
Yes. You came here to promote your project.
Oh.
You sent me some music. I did listen. It went above my head a little bit, but I doubled back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm used to pussy popping and Hennessy drinking. So it caught me off guard, but I doubled back. It was good.
I'm glad to double back.
I had to.
I'm glad to double back.
It went over.
Make sure you know you got double back music.
Yeah, I doubled back because I was like, okay, this not what I thought it was going to be. So let me go back. Let me start it over.
Like, ain't that what it's about, though? I mean, double back music for real?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, you know.
That's the good shit.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I tell y'all what. I know y'all trying to get into some gangster shit here in a minute. So let me just honestly state it. 10/20, the single's out. Grandma, check it out on all your platforms.
Check it out.
Let's get to business, yo.
Check it out.
I know y'all got some
the
shit
links
on me.
Will be on our page for sure.
100%.
I wanted to talk to you about your music just a little bit.
Oh, okay,
this is not a music podcast, but, you know, that's what you came here for mostly.
I mean,
and you wanted to talk nasty, so I'm cool both ways.
To be honest, man, I'm a great big fan of y'all. So, I mean, I'm grateful to be
thank
here.
Thank you.
I'm
I told
to
him
here,
not
period.
To be saying that to me because that just rubs me the wrong way.
The right way.
The right way, but the wrong way because you're in a relationship. You know,
don't tell me no.
For sure. What are your rap, like, inspirations? Like, what do you go to before you make music?
To be honest, I go to reality, like, completely. Like, not even on a perp. Like, I go to reality. But with other cats I listen to on a music level, older cats, man. I listen to cats where it was a distinction between rap and R&B. So, mm-hmm. so it's like, okay, you know. I'm not a Drake fan or anything. But I mean.
Also, yeah, before, like, the Ja Rule era when he just mixed it one time.
The
like,
Nas and the
tight,
the Jay-Z.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, that's what I go to. You know what I'm saying?
And then he was like, no. Sorry.
But yeah, I'm, you know, a great big Jay-Z fan. You know, the greats. No, Nas, you know.
For sure.
Jada.
Big Zaddy Nas.
If you ever listen to this,
baby. Baby, if it come across your life,
Tag him, man.
I don't know how many pictures I gotta like for you to know I want to have sex.
Okay, double tag, double tag.
I love you.
Look at my boy down here.
Oh. What,
yes. Is them curls? It's a twist.
Oh shit! I like these. See, we are in Timeless Studios right now. Shout out to them, and they have a wall with like mass rappers on it, and they just like a nice mural. To have Jim Jones with curls.
Or great. Twisties.
Or whatever.
It looks like something.
It ain't braids. Again,
but that's I like it. Show. I like it.
Hey, man, I don't see Nas up here. Oh, there he is. Right there. My bad. There
you go. My daddy is there. Daddy is there.
He is.
I was so, like, I better see Nas on this motherfucker.
Who's your dream collab? Like, if you were to create a big ass song with a whole bunch of people that you fuck with, who would be on it?
Can I say people that's not alive?
That's fine. It's your dream collab.
Your dream collab. This is a dream. Hopefully it'll happen. I mean, not if they're dead, but you know. You know what I mean?
So combining somebody that's not alive, I would say Nate Dogg. And
smoke weed every day.
Facts. Keep 1000 with you. I don't even need nobody else on that record. If I could have Nate Dogg on it, period. That's where it's at. But I mean, but on a living legend level, I would love to have a record with a Childish Gambino and a J. Cole.
Okay. I love both of them. Okay.
That's gonna be like
that's different. I've never heard anybody say
record.
Childish Gambino. A lot of people say like Eminem, Jay-Z, Tupac.
Facts.
Childish Gambino is a new one.
Yeah.
Never heard that before.
Now, don't get me wrong, though. I mean, like, you know.
All those people are great.
Like I would love to have a feature with all those cats. I mean, to be honest, one guy I just admire and I just want to get a record with is Jadakiss. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, but far as my style and how I sit. Like the style and how I sit, like, you know, I would love to, like, I would love to sit.
Childish Gambino and J. Cole be, like, period, like, fire.
Yeah.
That's going to be a loud-ass
song. And they probably share your vision. Like, y'all are in, like, the same genre.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, that chemistry would be super simple. You know what I'm saying? Just jump in the studio.
Do you feel like you have to be friends with somebody, or not friends, but do you feel like you have to like someone in order for the song to sound okay? Or do you think people who don't really fuck with each other can make a good song?
I think people who don't fuck with each other can make a great record.
Look at Cardi and Nicki.
However, that's a great example. I think that I think the frequencies of what's really in the studio, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm vibing with y'all right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's gonna transmit through this audio, whether we have a bad interview, they're gonna be like, oh man, they really fuck with each other at some point. Like they're cool people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, so like that. Like, that's how I feel about that. I think it'll take it to another level, but I don't think it's exactly necessary.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's crazy you said that, though, because I think people be perfect all the time. Because if we could play nice and then tomorrow I forget about you.
Yeah.
You could pretend anything.
Because I swear I just seen a picture of, like, Nicki Minaj and Cardi kikiing.
That's what I'm saying.
And then she throwing shoes at the bitch. Cardi walking out with knots and shit.
They crazy.
That was a big ass knot.
It was.
Like that
they
was
said
like,
the bodyguard did it.
They put Offset.
That bodyguard fucked her up.
Did you see that they put Offset?
Yeah. They said knot and the O was the knot. I mean, you know what I mean.
We're not going to do this to
that shit just.
And I was like, I knew they were going to meme it when I first seen the picture. I'm like, they got to meme the fuck out of
it. I hate her face. It's just like duckish.
Yes,
oh my God.
It's bad. And I love Cardi, but I've been noticing like she ugly sometimes.
She ain't. I mean,
She ugly sometimes. Anyway.
There's not a place for everything.
What's your plans for the future?
Shout out DeAndre Favors, who's also in conjunction with Timeless Studios.
Got a
video coming that's gonna be pretty dope.
Okay.
Can you
give us some hints on what the visuals will be like?
Or you want it to be a surprise?
I wanted to be a surprise, but I also told my woman about this ahead of time.
Okay.
But it's gonna be a model in the video.
It's gonna be a sex scene.
No,
I'm down for sex.
Hold on. It's a scene where we're gonna be
close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like we're gonna be that. You know
it's
what I'm
okay.
saying?
It's okay. That's part of professionalism.
Keep it that way though. Like keep it just for the video.
Type. You know what I'm saying? Type. But
I got your back, sis.
You know, it's gonna be some of that in there. You know what I'm saying? You know, you'll see some of my scars in there and everything. So
what scars?
Like wearing some old tattoos,
like scars, like war wounds. Bitches think that's cute.
You know,
like, what happened? You get sad happened to you? He was gonna kill you.
I was talking to this nigga that got like sliced across the face by a crackhead. Wow. I thought that shit was the sexiest thing.
So
where he got $1.50?
So do y'all think?
Damn,
sliced his ass right across.
Shit, that was an old school crackhead.
Sliced his ass right across.
That's some old school crackhead Miami.
Sexiest shit I ever seen in my life.
Do y'all think Seal sexy?
Who?
Seal.
No. Heidi Klum husband. You know the dark
that's what I'm saying.
Dude.
Yeah, that's what I said. The singer.
So what's the difference? No. Elaborate what the difference is.
They got to be cute in the beginning.
He ain't.
They got to be cute like, no, at some point.
That's why Heidi got him, because we gave him.
She gave him up too.
They ain't
together no more.
Racial draft. We're going to go ahead and give you Seal.
Yeah, Seal. I didn't even know Seal was black.
Okay. We've been trading him with Eminem. We've been swapped him out.
I didn't even know he was black for a long time, so that was confusing to me when I saw his face for the first time.
We found somebody else. Because I thought he was white. We going to put Chrissy.
Sorry. For sure, Chris.
right.
Welcome to the dark side, brother.
Yeah, okay, man. You can come to the picnic.
Yo, I got a black card in my wallet for you right now, bro. You got it. You know what I'm saying? As soon as the interview is over, I got you, bro. You know what I'm saying? I got some paperwork for you and everything.
My old coworker, this is totally off topic. Not off topic, but it's together. But my old coworker, ooh, I'm hot, y'all. This Duce done kicked in.
I'm going to slide that over here real
she
quick.
She got the jitter.
You
know, kind of
get hogging at the bottom.
But my old coworker, my boss was white, and she was black. And, like, one day, she had asked him for something, like, for him to do something, like a schedule change. Mm. Y'all, tell me why she took some black construction paper, cut it into, like, a square rectangle, and wrote race card on it. And when she went in his office, she slammed it on the desk.
That is so funny. I wish I could think of some smart shit like that.
Oh, my God. I was caught so off guard. And she's an older lady, so she funny as hell. That I love fantastic. Her.
Like, hold on, bitch, not today.
Like, that is great. Oh, my God.
No,
man.
And he's gay, right? So he whipped out one that had, like, a rainbow on it.
Oh my
gay
God.
Card. He was like, don't play with me, Felicia. Felicia, I love you.
That is so professional. Like, man, shout out Vistaprint. I'm probably about to fuck around and get some motherfucking Vistaprint cards.
Make some shit that say race card.
Get them laminated, yo.
I'm pulling out my race card.
I mean,
card
like,
on
you
this.
Know what, though? Like, for real, something pop off in the store that I ain't feeling, I could just be like, yo, I can just put that card down there real smooth. I ain't got to get belligerent on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, read that. You know what I'm saying? Race card. Given by, you know what I'm saying, Lee Amazing Watkins. You're like, oh, okay, well, you know, maybe we can work this out.
Bitch, before you go any further.
Before you say no. Here you go.
Yo, I mean, come on, man. Like, you ain't even, you gotta take it as far as to make motherfucking Instagram pages for it. It's everything. You know what I'm saying? How the links on the bottom of that bitch.
I need some of them for
speaking of Instagram, I was watching a video. I don't know why people go to Ayanla. To fix their life.
Oh, she crazy.
Oh, the shorty under Oprah.
Yes. She ain't fixing shit. First
she cussing you out. Like,
y'all just going out there to get a coin, I feel like.
Yeah. At just this go. Point, in the beginning, she used to fix.
Yeah, now it's like.
She was like.
When she had DMX on there, that was the line that I drew.
Hey, bitch.
Like, what the fuck can you do for DMX, bitch?
He a crackhead.
You
rehab.
Yes.
You got to help him in rehab.
I can't. But
hold on. When she did Karrueche.
Shout out DMX.
She did Karrueche?
Yes. Well, I think she got supposedly. Chris, I don't think you did it, but if you did,
Chris,
fuck.
I love you.
It's deep.
Okay. But.
Y'all ain't fixing shit. But y'all remember Brandy from Basketball Wives. Lee, you probably don't. So just listen to the story.
I'm 100% in tune.
Oh, you know the Basketball
Wives? No, I'm in tune to you. Oh, what you're about to say. Okay. I don't know shit about that.
So, I was like, wow. Them late nights with girlfriend.
Right, the girlfriend. And I put them on to some shit. So Brandy went on there with her husband. They needed counseling for his cheating. And he revealed that he has cheated on her with over 340 women. In their 17-year relationship. How the fuck is that even possible? Honestly.
I mean, over 17
years. You fucking
years.
A bitch a day.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
It's 365 days in a year. 17 years.
So what he doing?
He could do like 5 or 6 a year.
I think it might be a little bit more.
Maybe like 10.
I'm going to do the math right now.
God damn.
You know what I'm saying?
What's 10 a year?
So that means you were in a committed relationship
codes
with a couple
different
of them.
Area and code. Different
get the
codes.
Fuck out of here. What
a couple like, threesomes. Imagine they like threesomes.
You know what?
And shit.
That applies. Like, well, wait a minute. Yeah, with that many women, 100%. Like, you know what I'm saying? You might have had a motherfucking orgy. You know what I'm saying? That's 10 of them right there.
Or he could have just got his dick sucked. He could have just kind of everything.
We're going to say 350 divided by 17.
Give it to me.
That's about 20 women a year.
With 5 threesomes.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's 20 a year.
I will beat the fuck.
Okay. No, that's roughly under 2 a month. That don't sound that bad now, do it.
Hold the fuck on me. Where's your girlfriend at? You hear him rationalizing this shit, sus?
No, that's terrible.
He ain't doing that. I can see it in his face.
I see him doing threesomes, so it don't seem that bad to me. Because what if he had like a crazy year?
The only thing that I can say
what if most of them he counted head? He counted.
The only thing that I can say to maybe defend him is the fact that he played basketball.
Man.
And that kind of comes with that territory.
And he could have just
you want your nigga to be
up.
Faithful. But when they are a celebrity
she knew
or
what came with
an
that.
Athlete,
that's on her.
Bitches is... They're clever. Those bitches will be in his room waiting for him before he even gets there. I wish I knew because I tried to do that with
my
tried to stay at Timeless a little bit longer so I can see Lloyd. I was outside waiting. I'm like, what the fuck? Where the fuck is he?
Bitches got tired. Got time to go.
God damn. But
there's no justification for that kind of shit.
That's fucked up.
I mean, but.
She went through cancer. Like, she had cancer during the relationship.
He was stressed out. He needed his
dick
sucked.
That's some bullshit.
She probably was too weak to have sex. It probably was like 6 months. And you got knees. And I'm sorry. I ain't going to say I wanted to happen to me.
Horrible.
If I'm going through the worst part of my life. But men act like men sometimes. And sometimes people deal with stuff differently.
Okay. So I have a question for you.
He could have been fucking and crying afterwards. Bitch. Walking out the door.
I love how Maya is. I told y'all that Maya was a man deep down inside. And her defending this shit shows it.
Because
I be cheating and shit. And that's how sometimes I feel. Shit. Sometimes you just want to fuck somebody else real quick. Like,
but
damn.
Do you feel guilty?
No. Never.
Doing it. Or do you just feel guilty after?
After. You don't feel guilty doing this. Go fuck
y'all
the sex
up.
I'll tell you this much. With dude, if you count it, 347.
How you even know that number?
If you,
that's what would've pissed me off.
If you know the number, that means you count it, nigga. Like, nigga, that means you count it. So if you count it, you were trying to attain a goal.
How did the fuck did you keep up with that for 17 years? That's some psychopathic shit. He might be a killer. She need to watch his ass.
Listen, so she's upset because one day her son...
Serial fornicator and shit.
Yeah, for sure. He might have that just reminded me of that Mike Tyson interview where a female reporter was trying to talk to him and he was like, "Do you want to fornicate with me?" No. Okay, so shut up.
That's some rich talk. I want to say that to
Mike
somebody.
Tyson is a weirdo.
He had to get to the business.
He's
bitch, you trying to fuck or not?
He's off.
Yo,
at least he did it professionally.
He's off. I would be like, wait, you right. I'm going to shut up. You right.
Well, I'm sorry. Wait, I'm
but when you leave,
no,
talking
again. I'm only sorry that there was nothing that he can like, you know, put the in, like, you know what I'm saying? Like verbally, like you trying to fornicate or not.
Basically.
Like, there was no TH areas, you know what I'm saying?
That, with that lisp, because I have a lisp myself.
I don't hear it.
His head is probably fire.
Wow.
I know that's something Lee probably don't want to know, but... The fact that he used that tongue for every word that he say.
He probably gonna coach that.
Just talk.
Right. Twister.
The bitch was probably just like, just talk. All you gotta do is talk. Open it up and say a couple sentences.
Talking like
Daffy
Duck
good.
On the coach.
Suffering second chance looking at
that's fun.
That's dope though.
For Brandy, she's upset that her son will one day see the episode and she'll have to have a conversation with him about why she stayed.
If Lil Mo's son could see... I'm sorry.
Like, how do you even explain to your child? Like, yeah, I stayed, but I mean, you know.
Well, when they get
it was for you.
Age,
I hate when bitches be like, it's for the kids. No, bitch.
Bitch.
So wait a minute. It can't be for the kids?
No.
I hate
because
I want elaboration. I'm ready for it right
now. You cannot stay in a broken relationship for the kids.
Then they see
because
you being
the
broken.
Kids are living in that unhealthy environment.
They see you not talking. Okay. They see
yes.
you not kissing.
And then your
touching.
Kids aren't going to know
and
how to
how
love their partners.
100%.
They're going to be like, I lived in a household where my mom and daddy didn't kiss, didn't hug, didn't say
me.
I love you. So they don't go ruin somebody else's life. Like half these niggas out here with mama issues, pissing y'all.
Bitches going to think something wrong with them.
I'm not debating what y'all are saying at all.
You just wanted us to elaborate.
I just wanted elaboration. But I do want to throw something out there, though.
Go ahead.
We did
you,
attack.
Huh?
Sick of these niggas with these mommy issues.
No.
You're 27. Go get a fucking therapist. You cannot blame this shit on your mama your whole
care.
Damn life. Nigga.
Get care sewers.
So is there a possibility? So let's say that a broken relationship is established at some point. There's a child, whatever. But in a broken relationship, the child doesn't have to deal with struggles that some
because
people...
Because they're rich?
they ain't gotta be rich.
But, I mean, they got they're
financially healthy. So I mean,
comfortable.
So
that's a new comfortable. Term. That's great. Healthy. I've you never heard that one.
You like that?
I like
copyrighted.
That.
Copyrighted. Copyrighted. Gotcha. Nah, but I'm fucking with you. Nah, but I think that, you know, like, I mean, like that's another factor to it. Now, you know, given it opens up other opportunities and doors, but it doesn't mean that the person can't learn later with another relationship.
Who got time for that? That's some old music soul child shit. I'm sorry, but I'm not about to teach you how to love.
Fuck another rubber, y'all.
And I'm going to be broken as hell by the end of it. Maya, I got to deal with 10 years.
Maya, that was really good.
Music my soul feet child.
You my feet. Oh, shit.
Who got 10 years of their life the way it's trying to teach you how to do something for now? Fucked up.
I mean, the same amount of years that it took them to get financially stable for y'all to have a relationship and a house is paid for.
Boy, fuck but you. When is enough enough? I mean, the last episode I did say that at some point you do have to marry for money. Like money, business reasons. So her alimony would be lit though if she left. Dude, she don't have to be with him at this point.
100%.
So when is enough enough? Like, have y'all ever been in a relationship where
do you love him that much?
It was it. Like, that was it.
400 women?
Get the fuck out of here. I know he done burnt her a couple times.
Had to.
Oh, yeah.
Had to.
Like, I mean,
she probably act like she was so surprised, like, 400 women. What? Girl, so, you been to had some bacteria vaginose. Coochie one, right? Because I swear you can tell when a dude fucks somebody else.
You smelling dicks, Maya?
She a dick smeller. Like, I feel like you is. Like, in the flesh.
If I feel like you did something, you came to my house with your dick sucked. Yeah, why wouldn't I smell your dick while I'm down
there? At the point that you're giving head, you do have to smell the dick.
Yes, I'm smelling dick. But I ain't like, oh, some Jordan. Come here, let me smell your motherfucking dick.
Well, this nigga wanted me
to. I want you to have freedom.
This nigga.
Sometimes when a nigga fuck another bitch and he come fuck you, you get a yeast infection or bacteria or something because he just fucks some other bitch and her coochie probably ain't all the way right where it's supposed to be, or he ain't wash his dick quick enough.
Words all the niggas.
You gonna know. That's nasty.
Where it's all the niggas. If you gonna cheat, bro.
Use a condom.
Get you.
Put a condom on your tongue. Put some saran wrap.
If your lady that you about to fuck later is at the crib, get you a motherfucking membership to motherfucking Planet Fitness. Running that bitch.
Wow. Wash
your shit.
I'm thinking
like how Lee
he's telling y'all how to wash out dicks when y'all come home.
I'm saying that's fucking foul. Foul in general.
It is. I don't give a fuck if you took a shower in my face.
If you smell like soap, I'ma still have a problem. You've been out all day. How your dick smell like soap?
You ain't disrespect me.
Look, God damn it. I don't have an answer for that yet. I ain't gonna purr. I ain't got nothing.
I will
for that.
Fuck
but,
you up.
But I mean, I I'm just saying, level like, yo,
how about just don't come?
I was gonna say, my nigga that used to cheat on me all the time, his dick always smelled like soap.
Wow.
And talking to y'all, I just had this revelation.
Oh, he was always cheating before.
That's why that nigga about to go to jail. I don't give a fuck.
Damn. See, that's what karma's the fuck a bitch.
Whole ass nigga.
Bitch.
He used to go see bitches in my PT Cruiser. That's how dirty he is.
Damn.
A PT Cruiser, and I had like a Bad Girls Club logo sticker in the window.
Bad Girls, what I want. I get it. He was in the car like, yeah, that's
dusty
right.
Ass.
Y'all,
anyway, but
all right, let's get to our game real quick. It's,
oh, what game? I told him I wasn't going to do the truth. I mean, the dare game. Oh, this. We can have him pick a thing before we get to the next shit. Because I got some juicy shit from Sex News. I told you that I'd be doing the Sex News searches.
Again, I'm fortunate to be here with y'all.
I love you saying that, honestly.
You're so sweet.
But you know. So in this jar, we're bringing the truth jar back. We did this with Zay_CutFlow. Shout out to my homeboy. We have questions in here.
Did we do that with Malik too?
No. We did It's a Vibe with Malik.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we did.
You have to pick something out of here and just answer it.
Okay. Can I get a
wait, pick out the
try again if it's some bullshit?
Nope.
Damn.
Won't ask for too much.
Okay.
Just in case you try to sneak it back.
Wait a minute, man. I brought Duce, man. I got to be able to get at least one mulligan if this is some bullshit.
Open the paper.
All right. Open the paper. Let's see. Are the papers sticky? I don't know.
Sticky notes.
They're sticky notes. All right. I should have warned you about that.
I got to imagine where the paper might have been. Something you said no to during sex.
Then one came right to my head.
Yeah.
I got something I said no to, too. But
No doubt. No doubt. Like, a request came up about eating ass, and I was like...
Ooh, bitches are into that.
Offered.
Like, you want me to eat your butt?
No. The question is for me to eat her.
Oh, she wanted you to eat her ass.
Okay.
So, but you know, bitches are into eating ass now, so I was like,
that's why I'm like, she wanted to eat your butt.
Like, tight.
Wow. This booty must be pretty or something.
Making it hard.
Tight, yeah.
Because I'm not.
I ain't gonna perp. That was.
Oh, so you don't eat groceries?
I don't eat groceries.
So okay. You haven't even eaten the girl that you're with her groceries?
No.
That's just a line you cannot go.
How long you been together?
I would rather confirm or deny that question. I'm fucking with you. Nah, but it's been three, four
years.
What?
Like,
so wait a minute. All right. Wait a minute. It's not like, it's not like one of those things. Like, I mean, I just think it's one of those things that's, you know, I mean,
what's understood between y'all don't have to be explained.
Period.
Thank you. Now,
I got you.
Last time y'all said, y'all was on this show, y'all said something about eating toes.
Facts.
About sucking toes.
Eating, sucking, licking.
All that.
Now, you know.
Okay, you can get into that.
Like a toe, depending on the situation, that. I'm down with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, everywhere else, I ain't got a problem with.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everywhere else, I ain't got a problem with.
I mean, you can eat a butt cheek.
That's it. I mean.
Yo. But
wow, that's fast.
You can kiss a butt cheek.
Look at my boy.
That's why I fuck with Chris.
You saw I kissed the butt cheek. Yo, no problem.
You be like, oh, he kissed the butt cheek.
See, something.
I ain't got a problem with that.
I've said no to is this nigga tried to put his whole hand in my vagina.
What the fuck?
He was using a fist or what?
He was like having some shit going on.
I know. And he was a God-fearing drug dealer. Like, nah. I don't expect drug dealers to do that type of shit.
That's
but it started off with like one finger, then you know, then two, and then three, and then
find your ass,
and then I felt the thumb.
I mean,
try to get in there too. I'm like, hold the fuck! I had to look back, like, what the fuck are you doing?
So wait a minute. How much time elapsed in this process? Because
into it.
Sometimes there's some good fingers out there.
So it was only a problem when the thumb got involved.
The whole hand got involved. Like, he was literally like at one point. So I was like, hold on.
He's been doing it, so he knew how to like.
I said, hold on. He was trying to fake me out. He was manipulating the situation. So I looked back.
He started stretching it. Yeah.
I'm looking back like.
Have to get her together.
Had you?
Did he have enough dick?
My man's have delivered babies.
I said, have you done this before?
I just said, no, there ain't no.
He's like, nah. See, you the first girl. I tried this out.
You
I said, we're going to keep that shit in
lie.
The porn that you watched it in, because I'm not going for that. You're going to ruin my vagina. I'm not going to be good for no other nigga.
So. I just say no to, like, when people just try to... I hate niggas that try to shove dick in your butt, like, fast.
I'm down for anal, though.
Shove? Like, I mean, like, there's no...
Like, don't give me a one. Like, I'm about to try to put it in your butt, babe. They just like...
No finger first, no nothing.
Let me see if she...
And niggas don't like to speak openly that they like anal.
I'd be like, if you don't get the fuck up, you just killed the move. I don't do that shit to make me feel like I'm in jail. I go to the extreme. They be so mad.
I cannot. One question. Oh, shit. I wanted to talk about polygamy real quick.
I'm with it.
Just real quick. Can we do it real quick? Okay, real quick. So they're saying that people are using polygamy as a manipulation tool because niggas ain't down for two dudes and one girl. They only want to be two girls and one dude.
Why I keep
okay. I mean, are y'all down with polygamy? Would you do polygamy?
Nah, but smack him, her, and whoever else.
There would have to be a fantastic level of communication between all the parties involved for polygamy to ever work. Like, I actually know a professor that has a polygamous relationship. Like,
that's lit.
Like, I mean, but it's
tough.
I
want two dudes, though.
That's not gonna work.
I don't want two dudes.
Like, wake up one day
because
and
it's not that y'all in a relationship together. It's that y'all are in the relationship with the same people. I mean, like...
So how do they relationship work?
They don't need to have a relationship.
So why the two bitches gotta have be? You feel
because
me?
That's what niggas think, and that's not polygamy. Well, if you got both the bitches read. In your bed, that's not polygamy. It's called like polyester something.
And on that note,
we do have to wrap. I'm sad.
I'm super sad too. I ain't gonna perp.
I'm sad.
Like, we ain't even get through like three of these things we need to talk about.
Because you a bullshitter. You a smooth talker.
Well,
you
I'm
all
a
trying to smooth talk us.
Well, wait a minute. If you're 40 minutes, just give you just, you know what I'm saying?
I'm talking shit. You did good.
Okay. I mean, like, you know, bare minimum. You know
shout out your stuff real quick again if you got to pull it up.
10:20.
All right.
Oh, yeah. The IG, Facebook, and Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm on those. Just type in Amazing.
We'll put it in a link.
Lee Mazin. It was fun, though. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
If you ever
thank
want a black
you for
girl,
coming to Sip of the Tongue.
Chris, don't cut this out my recording either. Close. If you want a black girl,
you better call them.
You got my number.
Tight.